What's up, guys? Welcome back to the podcast, Crazy Talk. It's Iron.
And me, Vanessa.
And we got a juicy cup of tea. I guess it's the best way to say it. I don't have any housekeeping today. If it's your first time to Crazy Talk, welcome. It's a topical podcast. Both of us bring a topic and we discuss it. But I think today's episode is so meaty that we might just only get to one topic. And I'm actually pretty excited about it, because of the fact that it's just this whole new world that I've never been a part of. So I'm going to kind of, I'm throwing the baton to Vanessa, hopefully, to get in the face with it. And she's going to practically run this episode, because this is her world and things. So, Vanessa, let's go.
Okay, so as some of you may know, Shane Dawson started his new series on Tuesday, I believe, called The Beautiful Life of Jeffree Star. Now, I know both of them are, you know, a little controversial. So, just to update some of you who may not have any idea what we're talking about or who these people are. So, both of these people are YouTubers. Shane, I used to watch him. He started 12 years ago. So I used to watch him a long time ago. He just had some crude humor, you know, which he's gotten backlash for at this point, which is what makes him controversial. He did like characters and stuff like that, but he was just one of those typical gothic looking teenagers at the time when he first started. And he's always been kind of like self-conscious about himself. Like, he's just a very down-to-earth type of person. And he ended up coming back, maybe a year or two ago?
About a year and a half ago.
I believe the first series that brought him back was TanaCon. And then he did a series with Jeffree Star. And then he did one with Jake Paul, and I think that's it. Oh, and Eugenia Cooney at this point. So he's doing another series with Jeffree Star now about the makeup world and the makeup industry. And Shane is so disconnected from like the beauty world side of it, because he's done a different part of YouTube that I think he learned a lot with Jeffree, and so now he wanted to get into that. And if you don't know who Jeffree is, he's also very controversial, but he is a part of the makeup world, but he also has like 9 other companies, and he doesn't talk about them a lot, but he did in the first series with Shane, and so you kind of got an idea for how much money he makes and all of the things. So we aren't really sure exactly what this whole series will end up being. All we know is that Shane is making makeup, and he's going to make a line and merch with Jeffree, and yeah.
If I can butt in real quick, I think so for me, myself, I knew of Shane Dawson, never watched any of his stuff. I'm very much so connected to the YouTube world, but also very disconnected to certain areas of it. You know, it's kind of like I really enjoy indie alternative music, but I have no idea what's going on in the countryside of things, that kind of stuff. I knew of Jeffree Star because of the fact that every single day I go to the trending page on YouTube to go see what's on there. And majority of the time, I don't know if he has been recently. I don't know if controversies have caused him to not be on there, but he used to be on the trending page almost every day. Like, that's how big he was. And what I will say in regards to both of them as YouTubers, one, Shane Dawson's been there for a very, very long time. He's one of the, I don't know if I'll say pioneers, but he's been there for a while. That kind of like, you think of old school YouTube, you think of Shane Dawson, you know? Yeah. And he has done something very, very special and very great with these series. And the thing that's special about these series is the fact that he doesn't dip out of the YouTube space. It's all about YouTubers, you know? And it's like this kind of documentary style, into their life kind of thing. And it's really well done. And it's the fact that he puts that much attention to even just YouTubers is what makes it special. And it's kind of a special thing for people who are in the YouTube community itself, you know?
Yeah.
It's almost as if people watch Friends for the longest time, and then somebody was going to make a documentary about every single one of the cast members of the Friends life. You know, something like that, you know? So it's really, really cool to see that done. And Jeffree Star in and of himself is, you know, they both have made big names of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like Vanessa said, Shane Dawson dipped, like fell off the face of the earth for a little bit, but out of nowhere just came swinging hard
mm-hmm.
with these, like she said, TanaCon, which was this convention that blew up and didn't go the way it was supposed to, but don't know where he found the talent or just the fact that he had this in his mind to do it. My God, the views he was pulling mm-hmm. in, man. Because at the time, YouTube in and of itself, the way it works and their algorithms, everyone thought it was like, the shorter the video, the better, because that means people are going to see it from beginning to end. But it's kind of like, it's how long can you keep people's attention on the video?
Mm-hmm.
And he can make hour-long videos mm-hmm. and gets 25 million views.
Mm-hmm.
That is outstanding for a YouTube creator in and of itself.
So yeah.
I thought I'd just throw that little tidbit in.
Yeah. I think I recently watched a little mini interview with David Dobrik, and they asked him why he does 4-minute videos, and he was like, oh, well, like people's attention spans just aren't very long, so that's why I do it 4 minutes.
Right.
But then like you have Shane who does hour-long things. So anyways, just to give y'all an idea, I just looked up their net worth just to see comparison-wise.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea what you think either of them would be?
If anything, I can guess. I know for a fact Jeffree Star is bigger than Shane.
Mm-hmm.
Net worth, I can probably picture what Jeffree Star being.
I feel like you don't know money very well. I feel like you're going to ballpark it.
I am. This is literally crazy. Just coming out of nowhere. What, 50 million?
Wow, spot on.
And then Shane Dawson's probably in the, what, 15 to 20 million range?
That was close. 12.
Okay.
So that gives you an idea.
I guess I do know money.
I guess no. Yeah, so the first episode came out Tuesday, and then the second, it's supposed to be a 9-part series. So the first one came out on Tuesday, and the second one came out today on Friday.
Which is kind of why this podcast is coming out on Saturday, yeah. Because we wanted to watch both of them.
Sorry. But yeah, 3 days apart. So it's supposed to be a 9-part series. And so the first episode was kind of just like establishing what the series was kind of going to be about and like the groundwork. And then today's episode, the part two, was about basically like the money, the business side of makeup. And he chose like his shades and all of the things, the colors, the names. And so you really learn the backside of that, which nobody ever talks about, especially like the margins and even like what percentage each of them are going to get and what's normal and all of those things. So again, we really don't know where it's going to go, but he did receive some backlash on the series with just the trailer because he teased at all of the beauty drama that was coming, which he did say is coming in part three.
Mm-hmm.
But he brought up like James Charles, which that's a whole other conversation. But so nobody knows where he's going to go. But people were upset, I guess, because they thought that he might bring that all back to surface. And people want to move forward instead of moving back. So mm-hmm. again, we don't know what's really going to go on. Mm-hmm. But people are kind of upset of that. And I saw that the Dolan twins did something with Shane. I don't know if they're going to be in the series or if it's just a totally different thing. But Shane has been working on this series for like 10 months. So it makes me think that he did something there. They've also had a connection with Jeffree. And the Dolan twins and Emma Chamberlain and James Charles used to be called the Sister Squad. So they were always a thing. And then this whole drama started and Jeffree he kind of threatened James with the Dolan twins. We already had an idea that James and that sister squad were kind of broken up at this point, but, Jeffree, who was obviously against James after all of this controversy, started being friends with the Dolan twins. And so it's just been kind of interesting seeing what ties have ended up staying together and then what ties have broken and who Jeffree's with and who James is with and all of the things, but drama is very common in this industry. So there's a lot of background that you could go into. But
now, yeah. And I will say to a lot of the listeners that are probably listening in, i.e. Our parents or things like that, that I have no idea what this entire world is that's right there. Don't be overwhelmed with all these names. Obviously, the main focus is of just the two guys, Shane Dawson and Jeffree Star. These other names that we're bringing up are a bunch of people that will probably play a bigger role in the future of the series and are obviously very much so prevalent in the world of The Beauty Guru. Now, to some people, that are probably like, Robert, why are you watching a series that's on The Beauty Guru or things like that, like on makeup and stuff like that, you know? That, or on the topic of makeup and things like that. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. When it comes to things that are YouTube or just me as a person, I enjoy learning facts or things about stuff that is completely outside of what I know. Mm-hmm. And I've always known for the longest time that the makeup world obviously blew up because of YouTube. Like, if it wasn't for YouTube, makeup world would not be where it's at today.
Which is a controversy in itself.
Right. And I think that the fact that they make a lot of money. But for one, it's Shane Dawson. Shane Dawson makes great content, great filmmaker, and the way that he puts together his stuff and flows his narrative together. He's very entertaining. So I want to check it out.
Yeah.
Two, the fact that they're going to go into depths of what the makeup world is and the way that the budgeting and the way that the finances and everything goes down in that regard interested me. So I'm obviously very much so interested in this series as well. We'll probably not touch too much on the first episode because the first episode is just setting things up.
Well,
it's practically what?
Yeah, but you didn't watch the previous series of Jeffree and Shane, so you don't know much about them. So what was your like initial reaction, or like did anything surprise you in the first episode, like knowing nothing about them? Like, what did you like about it or not like about it, or what surprised you or any of those things?
I think for one, based off of the first episode, there's a lot of going back and forth. The way that Shane edits his videos is that it's, since he has so much history with a lot of people, he's good at like interweaving bits, like 5-second clips from things that he's done a year ago or whatever, and throws it in because it has context to something that he did a long time ago, which the headache to edit that together, dude, to have to edit this scene and then be like, oh, I remember a year ago I said something in regards to that. So you go back, get that clip, put it in there, like,
and he edits outstanding.
Yeah, outstanding. So the first episode, again, and this is all in my opinion. I don't learn too much from the first episode because it's setting it up.
Yeah.
You know, this is the first episode of the series. But what they do such a good job at, and I think Shane Dawson makes very much so apparent, is how nervous and how out of the element that he is in this world already. That he is a fish out of water, you know? And there's that scene of where Jeffree's actually like walking out of the Morphe store. He's going out to the crowd and just the ocean of people there, man.
Yeah.
That are there for Jeffree.
25,000.
Just screaming. Want to see the practically the king of the makeup world right there. And then he calls out Shane out. And Shane is just like, you know, nervous. And he's kind of walking out slowly. And he's like all kind of overwhelmed, you know? Yeah. And that's a cool thing that I'm glad that they made that a big point, you know? Is that this is a guy that really doesn't know much about this world, but he's very much so interested in the world.
Yeah.
And he wants to know the world. And that's kind of why, you know, I don't want to jump too much ahead, but at the end of episode two, he orders a bunch of makeup and things like that because he wants to learn.
Yeah.
He wants to really understand how this stuff works. And so it's a good starting point, you know? And it's also shows how much Jeffree is just kind of like, all this craziness to Jeffree's kind of like, that's normal.
Yeah.
You know? So that's kind of what I got from the first episode.
Yeah. So Jeffree is like, I really can't compare him to anybody. Like, he's so unique and specific, but he came from like literally nothing. And him and his mom used to be homeless. Like, in the other series, he describes all of that stuff. And his mom has been really sick lately. And that's the only family he has. Like, he has nobody. And so he talks a lot about how the life that he lives now is almost like, it sometimes can be uncomfortable. Or he makes decisions based on, like, coming from poverty. And So to hear you say, you know, that he's like the king of makeup, and to say that he's so confident in what he does is like huge because of like where he came from kind of thing. And if you look at old things, I mean, Shane did too. Both of them used to make music, and like Jeffrey always had bright pink hair and like just super bold makeup that was like he looked scary because mm-hmm. he was like more goth. And if you also don't know what Jeffrey looks like, he has tattoos literally all over his entire body.
And some on his face.
Yeah, a couple. And they're hiding scars that he had from his like really awful past that mm-hmm. he wanted to forget mm-hmm. about. Mm-hmm. So he's like someone who's experienced a lot of pain and hurt. And so to see the person that he is now is so crazy and different. But in the first episode, they showed how he like moved his hairline up, and he also has veneers because he's talked about how his teeth like rotted and were super sharp. So he like got that. And so like now he's a super beautiful person who still looks different. And he described himself in the first episode as being like the Frankenstein of like a human being, which is true. Because Shane was super insecure about what he looks like and what people think of him. And Jeffrey was just reassuring him, like, no, you're standing next to, like, Frankenstein himself. So, like, they love me through that, so they're going to love you too kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But, like, that's what makes him so unique again. Like, not anybody could just do that. So I thought that was pretty cool. And if you don't know, a lot of his stuff is partnered with Morphe. And that's a makeup store that's super affordable, honestly. I really like their stuff a lot. But they honestly have like a lot of different YouTubers that they have posted up and make palettes for and all of that stuff. So what Robert was saying earlier was they're opening a Morphe store, and Jeffrey was releasing his brush set. And
which you have.
Which I have. Robert bought it for me. And so Shane went with him to one of the openings. So they like went on a private jet, and Shane was so out of his element, and he had security guards, and the hotel room was all, you know, fancy. And it was just a totally different world for Shane. But I don't know. Jeffrey's so different than him, but they get along so well, and they're so, I don't know. They're just cool. Yeah. I feel like it's an unpopular opinion to like Jeffree Star, but.
Well, the thing, like. I don't know much about him. I don't know if you want to go into depth as to like why he is obviously on the edge of those kinds of things. Very successful person, yeah. You know, to anybody, for anyone to say that these makeup artists or, you know, beauty gurus or whatever are just dumb people that sit in front of the camera and just do makeup and things like that. I will say in regards to Jeffree Star himself, straight up businessman.
Yeah.
You know, he knows what he's doing. He knows how to get these things done. Mm. And again, I know that a lot of YouTubers or a lot of people, obviously, and me too, I get tired of just these YouTubers flexing on, oh, look at the cars I have, blah, 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 this and that, this and that. And I think a lot of those guys are very much so, they are temporarily rich and that can go away like that.
Yeah.
When it comes to someone like Jeffree Star, who's very much so different than anyone else, he is just rich.
Yep.
And he doesn't talk about it a lot. He does have a lot of different businesses, like Vanessa said, but he has made all this money based off of his hard work, you know, and he should be recognized for that, you know. And he, you know, in the second episode, they show the many warehouses that he has and his teams of people that he has and how much it's unbelievable.
Yeah. Which not every YouTuber can say, and not every makeup artists can say, especially ones that have come from YouTube.
Right.
Do you know why, like, YouTuber makeup artists are controversial?
Why are they controversial?
Yeah.
I would have no idea why, no.
I mean, it's kind of the same as, like, Instagram models versus, like, runway models.
Is it because they feel like they got that kind of fame differently?
Yeah. I mean, like some people get degrees and actually go to school for makeup. And so I think, I don't know his name, forgive me, but the Kim Kardashian's makeup artist had this conversation before, but like some people go to school for these types of things. So to see other makeup artists be so well known just because they made YouTube videos. And some of these people, like James Charles specifically, was like, I don't know his exact age, but he had to have been like 12 to 14 when he first started that. And now he's just turned 21, I believe. But he's making millions at this point, you know? Yeah. So to most makeup artists who people don't really know their names or they're not selling their own makeup products, to watch these YouTubers that are like 18 years old making their own palettes or making millions, like, obviously that's going to be controversial, you know?
Right.
So
it's a new world that we live in. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people don't quite understand a lot, is the fact that some things you don't need. How do I say this? The world has opened up so much in knowledge, and the easy access it is to find that knowledge, that you can practically do anything nowadays, yeah. You know? And that's something that people need to learn and evolve to in that regard.
Yeah.
Like you said, Jeffree Star came from nothing. Mm-hmm. Here he is making millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Not only off of makeup, but just other different things, you mm-hmm. know? So, but yeah, on the first episode, again, it's starting the precedent. It sets the base for what the rest of the series is. Shane, a fish out of water, wanting to get into this world, and Jeffree Star kind of being like his rock and his encourager, and the person that it's in the sidelines cheering for him because of the fact that he's like, no, you can do this, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you see Jeffree, like, everyone's wearing Jeffree merch because, you know, he I don't know, wanted everyone to kind of look the same, I guess. But I like the fact how even Shane, though, he has a nice house. He's got money, yes. But, you know, there's moments where Shane even says, like, I've never seen, like, for instance, there was they threw out $5 million. Mm-hmm. He's like, I've never seen $5 million before, mm-hmm. like, in his bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of puts things into perspective, like, oh, not, like, there's YouTube rich and then there's YouTube rich, like, higher richer. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So, and it's funny because you see Shane wearing pants that have a hole where the thighs are, you know, thick thigh problems. I can totally relate on that front. But, you know, it shows that, not that he's poor, but the fact that, you know, it totally shows how different they are, you know?
Yeah.
But where the show gets interesting, and this is where I was actually getting really excited about,
mm-hmm.
is the second episode.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, what was the title? The business side of makeup or something like that.
Yeah.
So they go into more depth, and I know there's like the teasers for where, like, do you really want to film this? Do you want to really talk about this?
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about COGS, which is cost of goods? Do you want, and I kind of know these, I know what these topic points mean because I work in a restaurant. I know these numbers in regards to restaurants. So when people talk about it in other places, I'm like, okay, I understand what they're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it opens your eyes to, like, I don't know. Again, I'm not in this world. I don't understand this world. But how much money they actually really make mm-hmm. in makeup is unbelievable. What would you say was the thing that in the second episode that took you by, I don't know, by surprise, but you really enjoyed from the second episode?
I don't know. I mean, I did enjoy, like, the money side of it, but I also like seeing that, like, Jeffree is absolutely like a boss man, like, knows what he's doing, and it's crazy to see where he is now from where he came from, because he must have failed a billion times, because there's no way that you can get to the point that he is now without, like, and learning all of that, and his team looks like they're on the same page, and, like, they're nervous to share numbers and all of the things. Like, it was cool to see that. And then they're talking about basically, like, percentages of what they should be getting. And I literally have never seen Shane cry on camera ever in the 12 years that I've known him. But he did. And then, like, Jeffree being the person that he is and knowing all the things that he does and being passionate about it, but still letting Shane be creative and basically choose everything on his own. Like, all the names, all the shades, everything. Yeah. So it's still uniquely Shane's. It's just literally with the brains of Jeffree and mm-hmm. the materials and the workers and all those things. So, yeah.
I think the interesting part is how they go into more depth on how the whole breakdown for Shane is when they get into the topic point of like merch and clothing. And you, man, I'll tell you what, I've gone through, I'm not a big YouTuber or anything. I'm obviously, I only have like 20 something subscribers on my channel. And I've honestly, I've looked into what it means, like how much it is to get shirts and things like that. Mm-hmm. And it's expensive. And you kind of think to yourself, how do I, you know, make profit off of this, this or that, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I so since I've looked into that, I kind of have an idea as to how that side of things works a little bit. Mm-hmm. Because I know that a lot of YouTubers make so much money off of their merch.
Yeah.
You see people like Jake and Logan Paul with based off of how much they push their merch.
Yeah.
And that's because they made that much money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a podcast with Philip DeFranco and Casey Neistat. If you don't know who they are, Casey Neistat, big filmographer. He's actually the kind of the guy that really turned what vlogging meant on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
And Philip DeFranco is kind of like a news channel. And one that I really, really enjoy because he kind of stays on an even ground. He never really sways left or right because mm-hmm. he wants to present just the news and that's it. And so there's a podcast that they have. And even Casey Neistat himself is like, there was an opportunity a couple years back where I could have pushed my merch just like Jake and Logan Paul did.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, I thought I was it was predatory, but... And even Casey Neistat was like, I wish I could go back and I would have done it differently and done it just like them because of how much money you actually make off of it. And so with all that being said, they're going over the numbers of like the cost, like the percentages of how much money they'll be making.
Mm-hmm.
And they throw out like they're talking about 70-30,
mm-hmm.
70%, 30%. And Shane's like, oh, okay, you know, so you began 70 and I'll begin 30. Not kind of like making a big deal about it. He's just, you know, for clarification, so y'all began 70 and I'll begin 30. Cool. And the guy was like, no, you're getting 70 and mm-hmm. we're getting 30. And Shane's like, wait, what are you talking about? And if the shirt costs $20 or if they made a $20 profit off the shirt.
No, if the shirt was $20, they would make $14 profit.
Okay. Well, I mean, you have to pay for the shirt somehow.
Yeah. But that was the thing that put him off was the $12 to $14 profit. That's what he should be profiting off of each shirt.
Right. Okay. Sure. We can go with that. We'll go with that route. If he made a $20 profit off the shirt, he would be getting like $12, $14 and then they'll be getting the rest.
Yeah.
And in his mind, like you can see his mind just start melting because all of a sudden he's like, I've been screwed over my entire life in regards to merch,
mm-hmm.
you know, in regards to just how everyone's kind of, you know, not tricked him, but he was naive and didn't understand how all that worked, you know?
Yeah.
And it's cool to see someone like Jeffrey who has been through that before and he wants to make it different for his friend.
Mm-hmm.
But I think what's so important about that is that's something that we can take away and for future people to see that there is obviously businesses out there that are going to try to use you in that regard in this space and in that medium. But we need, like, there really needs to be a group. There really needs to be people that can look at it the right way, you know, and be like, no, you really do deserve that 70 and we get the 30 mm-hmm. instead of trying to reverse it, you know?
Yeah.
Because it never should be that way. So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. I mean, they were doing the numbers and again, nobody's ever talked about numbers in the makeup world, but they were talking about how one girl had made a palette with Too Faced and she like did everything with them and she took the photo shoot and did all the things and promoted it and they ended up giving her $50,000 and they made $10 million on it, I believe that they said.
It was roundabout, yeah.
So she ended up taking away like 0.005% for that palette. So
she didn't even get a percentage
of
it. They just gave her flat 50,000. That's it.
Yeah. And so again, like nobody really knows the cost of goods and what it takes to go into a palette. And so, I mean, if you really think about it and the things that you buy at Sephora or Ulta or whatever, like they're super expensive things, like a $35 eyeshadow palette. And I say expensive because it's just one palette and a lot of their audiences are younger people. Mm-hmm. So that is expensive to like a younger girl or whatever. But they were basically saying like the average that some of them, like how much it costs for them to make it is like $6 or $3. And then they sell it for $35
yeah.
or sell it for $40. So they're profiting a lot yeah. for the fact that it didn't cost them very much. And he touched on like how if they make it in China, it's cheaper, but the quality is different than America. And there's no right or wrong way, but it's just different. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing that I like super respect out of Jeffrey is that all of his things are like quality. Like he put so much effort and work into his stuff that you know what you're getting when you buy it. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that part about him. So he was saying that for his palette, at least like the main one, the one that's everybody loves and knows him for, he spends $20 on it and he sells it, I think, for $50. So if you look at that profit compared to the $6 and selling it for $40 or whatever, like it's just crazy because he could be selling his palettes for more, but he chooses not to because it's not about that for him. No. And
that's yeah. what he says. It's not about the money, it's about the art, and he wants to give out cool stuff. He wants yeah. to put out cool stuff. Mm-hmm. And that's the point that he made, is like, sure, mine, I make less in return, but I sell way more than the other people yeah. do. And that's the big point of it all.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, and you can see it. I mean, I've gone to Ulta and Sephora and even Morphe with Vanessa a couple times. And mm-hmm. you walk in and you see, you can most definitely tell. You walk in, you know which side is the cheaper side. Mm-hmm. You know which side is the main side because it's obviously split. Mm-hmm. You walk in, there's one big split in the middle. And one side is obviously the one with all the colors, with all the banners, with all the advertising. That's obviously the main side. And then the other side where it's just a bunch of blank
drugstore products.
Exactly. Like it's just a bunch of rows of different aisles of stuff that have no advertising at all. They do it on purpose.
Yeah.
Because they know which stuff is the real stuff, which stuff is not the real stuff. Mm-hmm. The thing about Morphe though is that everything there is the good stuff. Right? Because of the fact that you walk in and you, like, I remember we went automatically, it was like, oh, there's Jeffree Star, there's James Charles, there's yeah. these two people.
Yeah.
And they don't sell the cheaper quality of things. It's kind of like these are the faces of that they're promoting and that's it.
Yeah, but so. It's also more affordable, and that's what Morphe's known for. Right. Like I think my palette has 9 colors, but it's $12. Of course, Jeffree stuff, I mean, a $50 palette is still expensive, but you know what you're paying for. And like the James Charles palette is, I think is $40, but it comes with like 30 to 40 shades. Like it's worth what you're buying. Mm. And the YouTuber aspect of it, it's kind of like the merch thing for some people who don't have makeup. Yeah. Like, you're buying something because it's from him or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just different. But, yeah, I don't know. And they went over numbers with Shane, and so he was just curious, like, okay. I mean, he's insecure and thinks he's not going to sell out, which is crazy.
Absolutely. He's going to.
Yeah, he will sell it in 10 minutes, I'm sure. But they said off of the first launch that he should make $5 million. Off of the first launch. Mm-hmm. I know with the James Charles palette, like they're still doing launches, but I think they had at least 4 where they're just constantly sold out.
Yeah.
So to make $20 million in a matter of like weeks, and he is also not having to do anything. Like they showed Jeffree's, I don't want to say factory, but like warehouse, I guess yeah. you could say,
yeah.
with all of the workers. And I can't imagine the pressure of like having that many employees, but like, quality, like yeah. they're handcrafting everything, stamping it, like I don't know, I'm excited.
And that's where there's also the part where they even ask him like, hey, if you want to be honest, like how much did you make? And just, well, it was just the first launch, right? Is the number that he showed them
the $5 million? Oh,
the
for Jeffree's
palette? For Jeffree, yeah, it was just the first launch. Was that the first year?
That's how much he makes off of one palette of the main one, I think. I don't know.
Anyways, it's like this. So the Shane asked him, like, how much did you make, let's just say, on one palette? I want to say it was in a launch, but let's just say it was for in a year yeah. on just that one palette. Because yeah. obviously Jeffree Star has many palettes. Mm-hmm. And he does a rough estimate. And he's kind of like, this is it. And they're not showing the camera. And Shane's like looking at Andrew. Andrew's the cinematographer. And they're kind of like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And Trevor's like, yeah, I think this is just roundabout. And this is just one palette. Yeah. How many do you think he has?
I mean, he has over 10 and has lipsticks and highlighters and...
So the number that he showed him on one palette, however much the duration that was, 20 million.
Mm-hmm.
You multiply that by 10 palettes,
mm-hmm.
that's 200 million.
And that's one business of his.
And that's just one business of his, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the point. Is like, that's what he took home.
Mm-hmm.
That's after the cost of goods. That's after paying his employees. Like, mm-hmm. that's what he took home. Unbelievable. You know, and to Shane Dawson, that's kind of like, and I love that they make the point, because this is after the breakdown in Shane's mind of like how, you know, he's been cheated on by other businesses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeffrey's trying to console him and make him feel better. Like, you know, this is a big investment and you can honestly retire after this.
Yeah.
Like, you make this palette and you make these lipsticks and you can honestly retire after this. And it's kind of like this weird thing for him to even think about, you know,
mm-hmm.
because he's obviously thinking about his future that he has. And so it's crazy. It's amazing. I'm really enjoying this series so far.
Yeah.
But I want to ask you, like, what do you get? This is a 9-parter.
Mm-hmm.
We got 7 more episodes to go.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing Shane, sometimes things get pushed back, take a little longer than we usually do.
Mm-hmm.
But in the overall scheme of things, what are you most excited about for the next 7 episodes? And what are you excited for in the series as a whole?
I don't know. Because I don't know what's coming. He hasn't really... He only, presents what's going to be in the next episode. So we have no idea what's coming for the next couple of episodes. All we know is that he's making a palette and lipsticks. And mm-hmm. that's all we know. And merch.
Mm-hmm.
So the next one is on beauty, drama in the beauty community. But that's literally all we know. So like I said, don't know what the Dolan twins are doing. I'm sure James Charles will be in the next one, but like I don't know mm-hmm. what to expect. But I think he has planned this one better, if like it seems like it, especially because he took like 10 months to even release anything when he announced a long time ago that he was filming this series. So I feel like he prepared himself because they came up with a date for release.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time the 9-part series is over, they will be releasing his line.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it sounded like with Jeffrey's people that were talking there.
Yeah.
Which if they do, that would be cool. And I think that puts Shane on a timeline, like,
yeah,
because
sure.
Jeffrey's people are in line,
for
like
sure.
Shane has no choice but to do that. So I'm excited. I would buy it. I'm just curious to see what price point they put it at, because Shane is so different. Like, he wants it to be affordable for everybody, and he doesn't live the life that Jeffrey lives.
Right.
By
choice.
And I
don't think he even wants to either.
No, by choice. Yeah. Like, he wears the same shirt and pants for a reason.
Yeah.
And he just got this house. Like, he hasn't had it for
right.
more than a year yet.
Right.
And like, he's just not that kind of person. He did say he has a problem spending, but I don't know what he spends it on. So,
mm-hmm.
Which as like Jeffrey, who has like 2 Lambos, a McLaren, a Tesla, Jeeps, like all the things, like you can see his money. But Shane, I don't know. I don't even know what Shane would do with the money unless he decided to like retire, like Jeffrey said. So.
Yeah.
But I think Shane likes what he does. It's just funny that he's so insecure because he pulls like millions of views, like over 20 million on a video in days.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I'm positive that it'll sell out so quickly.
Yeah.
All of it.
I think what I'm excited more about the series is that, you know, there's a reason why it's titled The Beautiful World of Jeffree Star.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's going into the background and the way things work in the cosmetic side, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I can picture there being a little bit of flack. The only reason why is because this is obviously, like you said, this is on a timeline,
mm-hmm.
just based off of the fact that I know that this was filmed a couple months back. And they said that they want to get this thing out 6 months from the moment that they filmed that part.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why that they want this all to be timed perfectly. So though majority of Shane Dawson's docuseries have been about a certain person and that's
mm-hmm.
it, and just digging deep into that, I can see him catching a little bit of flack. I wouldn't agree with it, but I can see it happening, of him using this series and using Jeffree Star's name to kind of self-promote his new product. This seems more than a Jeffree Star thing. It seems more like this is Shane, and this is like his big hurrah for his big palette and his big new clothing line. Mm-hmm. And this is what it's all leading up to, you know?
Yeah.
And I can see it being like this. So first was, you know, the setup. Second is about money. Third one's about the drama. And as we go more and more and more, it's going to be leading up to the launch. Mm-hmm. And we're going to see the palette. We're going to see the new clothing line. Mm-hmm. At the very end of it, that's when it all comes out. And there's like this big advertisement for it all.
Yeah.
Not bad. I mean, yeah. Jeff can do whatever he wants. He's not tricking anybody, you know? Yeah. But I can see him catching a little bit of flack in that side of probably making it seem as if that he's using his name to... for goodwill to make sure that he actually gets the money or make sure he actually sells out on this stuff, you know? So yeah. I don't know. That's what I think.
I mean, I feel like yes, but he's also showing every single behind the scenes part of Jeffree. So it's almost promoting Jeffree even more for all of the hard work that he puts into it and the quality that he puts into it and the money cut that he takes for it and all of the other things. Oh, yeah. Like people are going to keep on, if not buy more of what Jeffree does and all of his products. And Jeffree even mentioned that his business like boomed even harder after the last series that Shane did with him, because that's how I heard about Jeffree, and that's how a lot of, like, I guess our generation heard about Jeffree was through that series. And so apparently, like, Jeffree always says that Shane changed his life, because at that point, like, his business took off.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's just gonna happen again, if not, you know, just seeing everything about what you're buying in his products. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So it's like a double win in my eyes.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Cool. Well, guys, thanks for joining us here on this Shane Dawson podcast. Catch up next time for we might keep up with the episode by episode. We'll probably next episode of the podcast, we'll do like one topic that's outside of it, and then the next one will probably be digging even more into the series, because we both enjoy the series. This is actually like, we set our time, like, it's coming out this time, we're gonna go get pizza, we're gonna sit down, we're gonna watch it, and this is like a cool event for the both of us.
Yeah,
we enjoy this, so obviously this is something you can hear more about in the future. But again, like we say every single time, thanks for joining us on this podcast. You guys can find us on our podcast Twitter, which is Crazy Talk Pod. And if you guys have any topics or any questions that you want to ask us, just go straight to that Twitter page and then ask away, and we'll read them on this podcast. And yeah, thanks for joining us. Do you have any final words?
Keep getting crazy.
All right, we really need a final word.